This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
I can't believe the fun we're having. Third hour of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Cal Hunter as our producer, and our criminal lawyer that has basically is our famous person by the name of Todd Cunin. What?
Mark Ashbourne.
Yeah.
You posted me eating.
I know.
In
I
the break.
So we're going to talk this hour. We're going to have a case or no case with Cal Hunter. We're going to talk about COVID lawsuits. We're going to talk about a death penalty case, Kevin Costner lawsuit, and Denise, who's a family law attorney, is going to talk about Mary Kate and her divorce is finalizing. Do you remember that?
There's some pretty famous divorces going on right now.
Yeah, and I want you to talk about them a little bit. And here's another interesting one. A guy by the name of Casey Stern, who's a commentator in sports. A very interesting thing's happened to him, and he's bringing lawsuits because of it. And, you know, I feel for the guy.
I do, too.
I really feel for the guy. And, Denise, it's like, why? We're going to get to that this hour. I want you to just hang on and find out why Casey Stern's, we feel bad for him in the situation he's in, and why he probably will. I think he had already brought the lawsuit. I can't remember. I got to go back and look again. He brought the lawsuit, and why he is bringing the lawsuit. And then maybe quickly, if we have time, we can talk about Barry Sanders. An interesting law. He hasn't sued yet, but he's claiming he's going to sue.
Right.
We've got some fun, interesting things. Cal's even going, I didn't know it. Cal does not
Barry
know our
Sanders.
Comments. Barry Sanders and Casey Stern. It's going to be very interesting to talk about.
The Casey Stern thing I know, but the Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders. He says he's going to sue. And Barry Sanders, those of you don't know, played for the Detroit Lions. He's a famous football player. He was all pro, I don't know how many times.
One of the best running backs you'd ever see, and it was a head scratcher when he retired.
And he's in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
He just got tired of losing with Detroit and said, I have nothing left to prove, and it's going to end here, so thank you all. Have a nice day.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
Kind of reminded me of Jim Brown, retired early.
Right.
Was it 8 years or 10 years?
It was eight.
Who put that in front of me? It says, Dear Karma, I have a list of people you missed.
That's Glenn Baer put that in front of me.
I don't know. The one he put in front of me, this is a piece of driftwood that has some words inscribed in front
of it.
And the one he put in front of that he gave me was, the perks of dating me, you will be the hot one. So he kind of hit the nail on the head there.
And mine says, be careful when you follow the masses, because sometimes the M is silent.
That's nice.
Did you really? Is that the one that you got?
Yes, I like it a lot. It's great.
We're going to take a picture of it at the next break so you can read them all. That is our controller / accountant for us that gives us Christmas presents, and they're still here. So, but look, we're here for one reason. 855. Well, let me just lay a few things out. I have to do these things preliminarily. If you want to call us, 855 Law Radio, and we have had a number of calls, and sometimes we can take the calls, sometimes we're too busy to take them. 855-529-7234, 855 Law Radio. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk. You can Instagram us. We're on TikTok. We're on Facebook. You just type in Radio Law Talk and you'll find us. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Do not say this is where I'm going to learn all the law that I need to learn. Everything's different in every state, because guess what? We are all over the United States. And speaking of all over the United States, welcome new affiliate KNET 1450 AM, 95.7 FM in Palestine, Texas.
Palestine. Palestine. You got it right.
I
it's Palestine's
Steen.
Yeah, Palestine's Steen. A traditional pronunciation. Yeah.
See, my producer told me, make sure you say Steen.
I did. I sent him an email. So remember, this is Steen.
And, say Steen, and, then, he just corrected me wrong.
Corrected myself out of it.
Does that tell you why he's three-time Emmy Award nominee and never a winner?
Well, you should talk yourself out of when you know you're right. That's
it,
just
it reminds me of the movie Young Frankenstein, where he's like, my name is Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Yeah, Frankenstein.
Steen.
What's your name? Igor.
All right, Cal. You're here really for one reason only. Yeah, that's well, the yeah. Duke Radio Law.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or
All
No
right.
Case.
Now, the curious story of Lane Hardin of Louisiana near the Texas border. Mr. Hardin claims he donated some human seed, some sperm, if you will, to a sperm bank specifically for the mother of his 12-year-old son, Catherine LeBlanc, in case she wanted more children. It was their idea. He then got a vasectomy. Then they broke up. A moment of silence, please, for the former couple. All right, that's enough. Then his girlfriend went to the clinic and asked them for a sample, presumably for a DNA test. And instead she used it to inseminate herself without Hardin's permission. Hardin had a contract with LeBlanc saying she couldn't do that. And she did. He then claims that his next girlfriend took the clinic and to do the same thing. So this guy just apparently is rather prolific. But the point is, he went to the clinic and said, will you stop handing this stuff out, please?
Maybe they didn't want to be with them, and that's the only way.
I don't know. But I'm going to ask you, Mr. Penny. We get to start with
you
today.
I like that one.
Yeah, case or no case.
And so he brings a lawsuit, you think? He brings a lawsuit against the sperm bank is
right,
what he is?
Because it says
stop passing out my sperm.
Handing out my seed to people who should not have it. I have a contract with you people, you know, like that.
Yeah, that's like the cattle seed that they do.
Exactly.
I still actually have some. Did you know that? And a famous bank. I am dead serious. Ready for this?
Wait a minute.
Listen to this. I still have some of you didn't let me finish my point.
That's a lot of information.
Rummaging through the refrigerator. It's a penny out.
That's fertile octogenarian.
That's not ranch dressing. I just keep moving.
What'd you say? What did you just say? I'm talking about a cow, a bull that is a famous bull that I've got the semen from for our female cows. It's still there. It's held at some place that holds it. Should just stop. All right. Without that, without further ado, I'm going to say that this is a scenario, but not a case. There's no way this happened. I'm sorry. Someone's not passing out. They're not that stupid to pass out the semen of this guy out to the ex-wives and ex-girlfriends.
Mr. Kunin, what do you think? Would they be dumb enough to do something like that?
This is a scenario.
You know, I seem to recall, I believe they made a movie out of this. It's called Sperms of Endearment.
No, I don't think
and,
they did. I don't think they did, no. But they could have.
Oh, my God.
Johnny Appleseed, circa 2020. I'm going
to
say...
It's so bad, I have to open up the door to get some fresh air in here because we got a guy over here COVID coughing. Scoot over. You're 5 feet away.
I'm just
scoot over.
Okay.
No case.
Ms. Dirks, what do you think? Would this be a case or no case?
Well, it's actually based upon a very famous case where the man and his girlfriend, they go to the sperm bank, and he puts his sperm there, then she gets inseminated, and they have a child together.
Mm-hmm.
And they live together for a while, and then they break up. And she claims that he can't ask, you know, to be the father of the child. Because the sperm bank in him had a contract that said once you give your sperm, it's no longer yours, it's ours, and you don't gain paternity rights to any child as a creation of that
sperm. In other words, she can't go against him if she borrowed his sperm to have a child for paternity rights. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Oh. It protects the male, but it also can be used against the male. As what? Because he doesn't get paternity rights. He's not the father.
He gave up his rights. He can't say, I want 50% custody of that child because it's half mine.
That's right.
Child support from her or whatever.
And so it really is a technical thing about the contract between the male and female and the sperm bank.
Of course, the family law attorney would know this, and Todd, you and I got bamboozled.
So what's the answer?
But back to the question, case
Hurry
or no
up.
Case.
Case or no case.
What's the answer?
What's your answer?
Well, I'll tell you in about,
seconds.
A couple of minutes.
All right, we'll be back after this. Denise is going to tell us what happened.
What did she finagle out of that? All right, we'll be back with case or no case answers and all that in just a little bit on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Boys are weird. You're a whiner.
This is Radio Law Talk.
So usually at the end of Radio Law Talk, after we opine things, you put that foot back out of your hair, your face. What we do is Denise doesn't say anything, and I don't say anything, and Cal gives us the answer. But Denise seems to have the answer.
Yes, I do. And this is any time that there is a transaction done at a sperm bank, there's a contract that's signed, right? So this in this particular case, if Hardin sues the sperm bank to try to stop his sperm from getting done, he will lose. But when I very first started this, I said this is based upon a real case. And so it's not a case, but it is based upon a real case.
It's a scenario.
No, it's not even a scenario. It's made up whole parcel by
Cal.
You know, time I skunk Denise, I feel like I should get at least a half a point. Every time. Because she's so on top of these things, you know. And just to listen to her, just the gears in the transmission turn and connect there. Those of you who say this was not a case, may I see, that would be all of you.
All of us.
I get some points.
Oh, my gosh. Good job, Cal.
You get no points.
He gets two.
He skunked us.
He skunked us.
No, I said... Oh, it was a case?
Yes, it was a case, and he was awarded... Wait until you hear the award. He was awarded $870,000. The sperm bank took it to appeal, and the judge there reduced it to $1,900.
$1,900?
Yeah, $1,900.
See, you guys aren't as valuable as you think you are.
And so that, ladies and gentlemen, case.
That was a good one, Cal.
No case, thank you. Every once in a while.
I think that was one of the top ones. I'd say a top 10 or top 20.
I think so.
Other reason than the discussion, it sparked.
It sparked.
Yes. That it begot.
That it begat.
Yes.
And the discussion begat lewd looks and lewd comments. And lo, it was light.
And there was much rejoicing.
Speaking of which.
Apple fails to... Apple. I'm not even going to say... the name of this play, Reuters.
Remember Roy Rogers? Reuters.
I don't want to know.
We did that one.
Yes. We've already done it. We're about the execution. We're talking about the execution issue. So here's the thing. Sorry, I jumped back. This has been, a woman has been on death row for quite some time, and there has not been a woman executed since 1953. And, she was finally executed, this woman, January 13th. The interesting thing about this is in 2004, I don't want to get into the details because there is just something wrong here. I mean, just overall. Apparently she had had some issues before about faking pregnancies, faking being pregnant. Then she shows up with a baby at her, I think it was her husband. Oh, look, I had a baby. And the husband, you think, I didn't know you were pregnant. She met this individual that they liked dogs together. And apparently they're fox terriers or some sort of type of dog that they liked. And she had puppies. She drove all the way out to Missouri from Kansas to, quote, come visit and see these puppies and potentially buy one, knowing somehow that this lady was pregnant, got to know her online, and strangled and killed her and cut the baby out straight up.
But she strangled her, tried to kill her, and then cut the baby out, and the woman was still alive.
Well, she woke back up, and then still alive.
Oh, God,
and
then most hideous thing.
So this was just a hideous crime.
Horrible.
That she was given the death. She admitted it, given the death penalty. They found the rope and the actual knife, apparently, in her vehicle. She admitted it, and she was put to death. Now, the question is, you know, they've tried and tried to stop this. In fact, a judge earlier in the week put a stop to it temporarily, but then the United States Supreme Court failed to stop it, and she was executed by lethal injection.
Yep. It seemed like one of the pushes here was if they could get the death penalty imposition delayed past the inauguration.
Right.
If they could do that, then I believe their hope was that because President Biden has an anti-death
right.
penalty stance, that maybe there would be some sort of moratorium or stay put on the imposition of folks that have been sentenced to death, and then that would spare her life going forward. So the one judge didn't use that as the basis, didn't say, well, we're gonna wait for Biden to see what he's going to do, but he did stay it. And then
he
it
stayed the execution because he wanted a determination about the mental
about
capacity.
Her mental health capacity.
Which hadn't they been doing that for the past 2004? That's 16 years. Haven't they tried to figure that out? That's what's weird about this that
well,
I don't understand.
At the trial court, they did. That was a defense. Mm-hmm. But it's such a horrific occurrence that they believe the jury just decided to ignore that defense.
I don't think it was a jury. Didn't she plead?
No. You would never get the death penalty based upon a plea.
Oh, right. they took that to a jury. Okay, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's interesting, though? Go ahead, Todd. You're the criminal lawyer. You have another comment.
No, so yeah, I agree with what Denise was talking about. They wanted to check the judge wanted to check the mental competency.
But that was
immediately appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, that happened like the 13th of January. It was immediately appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court said, no, look, we have already...
If you don't have it figured out by now, right?
We've dealt with all of these issues. It can go forward. And so she was put to death. The thing about a mental health defense that's interesting is, I don't know if you've ever heard of a book called the DSM, the Diagnostic Statistics Manual. It's a very thick book, and it contains all of the diagnosable mental condition.
I've read it several times.
Yes.
While you're sitting in the bathroom.
Yeah, you know, that's where he gets a lot of his cases or no cases. So we've got this big book. Look, somebody can have a diagnosable mental condition, but the question is it to the extent that they cannot appreciate the consequences of their actions and what they did? And look, it didn't rise to the level of defense at the trial. That's the place that it would have really come up. And I just felt it wasn't enough this time.
An interesting thing I brought up, and we'll end at this, is I do know people in the AG's office, it's strange, conservative, they're very conservative, and said flat out, they were kind of against the death penalty. I'm like, why? He said, it costs so much money to put someone to death that it's cheaper to just let them live their life out. Because most of the time it takes 20, 30, 50, 25 years.
Yeah.
They're like, you might as well just let them live their life out in jail. We're going to be back.
Very mixed views on that.
Yeah, that's really weird. There's both sides. We're going to be back. We're going to talk about COVID lawsuits.
This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Up to 25,000 National Guard troops are heading to Washington, D.C. ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on Wednesday. A Guard spokesman saying their mission will be to support federal law enforcement and protect the nation's capital. The Secret Service is in charge of security preparations. Reaction still coming in to President-elect Joe Biden's coronavirus stimulus plan that he unveiled on Thursday night. The plan calls for an increase in the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour and also sending money to state and local governments that were affected by the coronavirus pandemic. Regarding all this extra spending, Job Creators CEO Alfredo Ortiz reminds everyone.
So they're not worried about how they're going to pay for it because they just think we can keep printing money and there's going to be no impact.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk.
We're talking about the COVID-19 litigation coming up, and everyone, the first thing you think is, wow, you know, people are suing that they got COVID and they're suing the businesses. Well, there are a small number of those that are starting to surface, but the vast majority of the lawsuits are the businesses suing their insurance company for what's called business interruption. And under an insurance policy, you have what's called business interruption. And a business interruption basically says if something happens to your business, and there's, believe me, I can talk hours about these, you know, 100-page, you know, document insurance policies as to what it covers and doesn't cover. But there are exclusions, and they actually have, you know, riders, what they call a rider, that exclude viruses or bacteria of some sort that occurs. They're not going to cover that if something happens to your business because of a virus outbreak or a, bacteria outbreak. Well, what are the lawyers doing? There's over a thousand lawsuits now against insurance companies for the businesses losing money because of, here's the twist they're putting on. By the way, not to pat myself on the back, I am part of a business interruption committee, and I have actually given seminars on this, by the way. Their argument is, what, the business's argument is, this does not have anything to do with bacteria or a virus. Nothing to do with that. Their argument is, has to do with the government shutting us down. Because you can have a bacterium virus so that we can still keep running the business. That should have nothing to do with it. I mean, it's the government that decided to shut the business down. Now, they're going to argue, oh, 98.8%, you know, live anyway, blah, blah. They can make all these arguments, but they're saying it's not a virus issue. It's a government shutdown issue. Because when this occurred before, in other things like SARS, et cetera, the government didn't shut down the economy. And so there's the arguments, and this is going to court. Now, here's the big issue. Think of all the businesses, if they brought this. Most of them, a lot of times, are the small businesses that are bringing this. And by the way, you know, the two biggest, at least right now, two of the biggest companies that have brought these lawsuits, United Talent Agencies for Entertainers and Major League Baseball have brought lawsuits for, on this behalf.
So I just have a question. I'm not asking this rhetorically because I know the answer. I legitimately want to know, under what circumstances, if the government shutdown because of a virus doesn't qualify, under what circumstances would have to be met in order for a business to lose because of a virus outbreak? Is it just saying, look, so many people were infected that without any governmental involvement whatsoever, people just stopped coming to the store. Nobody shopped because everybody was sick. Because it seems like in the absence of that, any other viral outbreak is going to require some entity to come in to prevent people from coming into your business. Right.
Well, here's
or,
the issue.
Or like a hotel that shuts down because Legionnaire's disease.
There you go.
Right? That's a good example. They're not going to be shut down by external forces. They're going to be shut down by themselves because of necessity until it's cleaned up.
Yeah, so right? The business is going to argue this. We did not need to be shut down because of this. There's no proof that our business had coronavirus in it. Show me the proof that my restaurant has coronavirus in it. They can't show that. But it's so that if it's a government shutdown, not a virus, bacteria shutdown. Because there's no proof that there's anything in their business that had that.
But my question was, I get that. But under what conditions would a business ever be shut down because of a virus without the government being the entity that shut them down? Would the business just shut down because the virus was out there? What condition would lead to that?
Unless it came into their business.
And you mentioned like Legionnaire's disease, where the virus came in and the business had to shut down because they could not do.
You're saying the health department has to come and shut you down.
Or in a restaurant, your freezer breaks, your refrigerator breaks, you can't go on continuing a business without refrigeration, so you shut down for a few days.
It's not always the government.
But again, I'm talking about
virus.
When a virus is what caused it. I'm just curious.
I don't know that other than SARS, which the government didn't shut anybody down for the SARS.
Yeah,
right? That they didn't shut people down. And so that's the whole issue here. That's why there's a fights going on, and that's why there's 1,500, I think, lawsuits so far, and the insurance companies are going, you know, that's a no. And that's why it's probably going to go to the Supreme Court, because this is the first time. This COVID-19 and what has happened, and we know as well as all of us, 2020 was unprecedented. There's nothing. People go, oh, it was kind of like the Spanish flu. No, nothing ever in the history was specifically like this and what happened because of it.
At least in our recent history.
Even back in the Spanish flu, they did not shut down the businesses. Go back and study it. They didn't shut down all the basically shut down. New York didn't shut down during the, what was it, 1918, 1919 was the Spanish flu. They didn't shut New York down.
The concern I have with all of this is there are so many lawsuits. And look, insurance carriers are the ones that have to defend against these lawsuits and stuff. And I go back to 2008 when we had the bailout of 2008. What was the reason behind that? Because AIG, the insurance company, they believe was too big to fail. If AIG and a couple of other big insurance companies failed, that would destroy our economy. What happens when the lawsuits get so prevalent that the insurance companies can't pay them and they go belly up without a bailout? They're going to need something.
No, that is an exact same thing. If you study this and look at it, that's the big issue. There's no way the insurance, if everyone, all businesses, showed their losses, which they do show losses, and by the way, I guess they can argue they got PPP loans, right? They can argue, okay, Denise Dirks or Fred Penny's law office, you lost money, but you got a PPP loan bailout. Where's your argument? What's your losses, right?
Yes.
So that is part of a bailout right there. But the question is, can an insurance company or companies handle the whole United States businesses that are mostly insured, paying them on this? No.
There's not enough money in the pot.
No.
But there's going to be a huge distinction, I think, in the cases. And that's going to be those insurance contracts that did not have the pandemic exclusions and those that did. The ones that did have them, that's going to percolate and end up in the Supreme Court for sure.
Given
the other ones that didn't, I think, are going to be easier.
But here's the thing. Given the volume of cases that we're talking about that have been filed already so far, right now we're talking about the detrimental effect of potential verdicts, whether or not they should happen. We haven't even addressed the cost incurred to defend themselves,
right,
even to prevail on that theory, right, Denise? And so it's like, my gosh, these folks, these insurance carriers, are going to get hammered with legal fees and verdicts potentially. This is interesting.
Yeah, but that's what insurance companies do. They do defend themselves even when they're wrong.
But the problem
so that's
is
part do, of their cost of doing business.
But given the volume of cases out
volume.
There, do they have the money to defend themselves with all of these lawsuits? That's where it gets
Here's the important
difficult.
Part that I think the three of us need to understand. The lawyers are going to make the money.
The lawyers are going to make the money. Yeah. Sure.
I mean, you have to think of the California wildfires as an example.
Yeah.
Of insurance companies not selling any more insurance in the state, leaving the state, collapsing, going out of business, being combined. I mean, it created a real mess. And each of them stepped up and tried to defend themselves. And the state jumped in and said, oh, yeah, you're going to pay. You know, they didn't defend the insurance companies, they defended the consumer. So it's an interesting scenario that you're pointing out, is what will happen to the insurance companies. When businesses say, we need an insurance company, and the insurance company said, oh, I wish I could help you.
I think the scrutiny, and this is the same scrutiny that we had in 2008, and this is where some people got really upset, is, okay, I get this if the insurance company says, we don't have any money to pay out on any of these claims, and they still pay the CEO $1.5 million a year in a salary or something like that. Everything is going to be
$6
million a year. Going to be look, you're either crying poverty or you're not. And we need to take a look at this. So
when we've got a number of things to go over. We've got so many things to talk about. But by the way, if you think it's the George suing a business because he walked in the business and got COVID, you can't. Good luck in proving that business is where you got your COVID.
Exactly.
You
know? We had all those lawsuits initially threatened against the cruise lines and stuff like that. There's so and so. How do we know you weren't the yahoo that brought it on the boat?
Or that you didn't get it from while you went off to the Bahamas and stepped off on that little sea junction or whatever.
Exactly.
The motorcycle rental thing you did, or who knows where you're getting that. So we're gonna follow this as it goes, but it's gonna keep going. We're gonna come back and talk about Kevin Costner's lawsuit. Denise is going to talk a little bit about Mary-Kate Olsen's and some other divorce cases that are finishing up. And we've got to talk about Casey Stern and Barry Sanders, if we can get to Barry Sanders. Very interesting stuff about those sports people. We'll be back.
We appreciate the fact that you are listening to Radio Law Talk, either on RadioLawTalk.com or on your favorite radio stations. If you decide, I'd like podcasts, well, that's okay. Go to our website, RadioLawTalk.com, and you can search by topic or by date. There are almost 4 years worth of broadcasts there on RadioLawTalk.com. And we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Very interesting lawsuit with Kevin Costner suing Dances with Wolves and Bodyguard producer for what?
When Costner, way back in the 80s, made the jump from not just acting in films, but actually producing his own films and then directing blockbuster hits like Dances with Wolves and The Bodyguard and stuff like that, one of the people that he teamed up with and formed a corporation, I believe it was called the Good Ones Productions, was a guy who had directed him and essentially gave Costner his start by casting him in a show, and the guy's name was Jim Wilson. And Costner and Wilson were partners in this corporation, Good Ones Productions, and, you know, they made some really good films under the umbrella of this corporation, Dances with Wolves, Bodyguard. We talked about that. Well, As things happened, Costner moved on with his career. Wilson wanted to focus more on directing. And essentially, Costner started producing things under a different name. And this corporate shell, Good Ones Productions, essentially did nothing. And Costner wanted to go ahead and wind it up. Look, if we're going to do that, let's just go ahead and dissolve the corporation. And Wilson would not sign to dissolve the corporation. And it got to the point where now Costner has had to sue Wilson in court, seeking $15 million in damages so that they can get this corporation wound up and dissolved and done away. They're not doing any work under it. Nothing is happening. And the allegations of the complaint are, well, Wilson, even though he's part of this corporation, he hasn't funded it. He hasn't appointed any other directors. He hasn't essentially adhered to any of his fiduciary duties as a director of this corporation. And so they're asking the court, through this trial, suing, to force Wilson to allow this thing to be dissolved, which is sad because at one point in time, you know, there's a lot of great respect between the, you know, Wilson and Costner, and it was a relationship that led to some great work.
Huge.
But
huge
it has gone south, and we'll see how that one turns out.
Yeah, that's interesting. Tell us about the latest divorces, Denise. What's going on? In some, so since that's your forte, the latest divorces and who's finally reconciled or whose divorces are being filed.
Sorry.
Yeah, you want to get a cough drop or are you?
Yeah, of course I'm going to cough right when you ask me to.
Okay, well, let's go to Casey Stern. Let me talk about Casey Stern. You go get a drink and come back and talk about that. Casey Stern is a well-known sports analyst, and talk about a guy that has just been through the ringer. He just filed on Wednesday with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission over his child care responsibilities and his gender, because he's a man, and we'll talk about that. There's issues there that he thinks that, I guess he's kind of insinuating that, hey, just because he's a man, he should still have the same rights to go and take care of his children, because his ex-wife and her boyfriend have been arrested and charged with 15 felonies, including 5 counts of first-degree child cruelty. There's 3 children that he had with this ex-wife. In fact, there are some people that have said the kids even walked around with backpacks ready to run away because they're so scared of what was going on there.
It's scary because, look, the ex-wife and the boyfriend are now facing the charges, but for the longest time, he had little help in getting the authorities to do anything. So imagine what it's like as a parent where you feel like your kids are in an abusive relationship with a former spouse and there's nothing you can do about it. And what he did was he hired private investigators. He did things. He got the ball rolling. They were able to take that. And finally, after a couple of years, the ex-wife and the boyfriend are now being charged 15 felonies, and he's now dealing with getting his kids back. You want this to be this triumphant thing. He got the kids back. He's doing what he's doing to save the kids, and now he's got his employer busting his chops because of the time he took to do it. And that's the fire.
And I'm not jumping on, this is the bad side to say, that you don't want to argue this side, but you do look at the employer to some degree. Okay, so what do they do?
Yeah, but it comes down to the fact that he's a parent, that he's got children that have been tortured, not just abused, tortured.
Right.
He's probably having to take them to doctors, having to get them therapy, this stuff. And so he couldn't take all the work assignments that he was being given. He just couldn't physically do it because he had to
And I agree with all that.
And here's the employer saying, listen, I have you to go out and do sporting events.
I feel bad for you.
And so
these
events come and go, and I use you to help make the money for my company. And if you can't help me make money for my company, what am I supposed to do?
Right.
You have to accommodate him. You do. You have to. I believe if it was a woman, if it was a woman, yes, I disagree. It was a woman, if he was a woman and this were same issues with the children, they would have to accommodate her. It's an accommodation issue. But more importantly, the reason he's sued for discrimination is because they're discriminating against him because he's a male. and not thinking of him as being like a mother that takes care of the children, and that's part of their job duties.
Right.
So that's what the
bad
whole case
situation
is about.
No matter what.
It is.
I feel bad for the employer, too. I feel bad for him.
But the employer said things.
Yes. No, the one thing they did say was, hey, you're using your kids as a scapegoat in this whatever.
When are you going to stop using your family as an excuse not to take assignments?
One of the things to keep in mind is, again, the ex-wife and the boyfriend are now being prosecuted. And there are some protections for employees who deal with a family violence situation like this that leads to a criminal prosecution.
Right. And that changes a lot of things, I would think.
So while some of these statements, you know, when are you going to stop using this as an excuse, might have happened before, retroactively now, they could be in some hot water because they made those statements about a case that is now being prosecuted.
Yeah, no,
that's a really
employer?
Good point.
Is it CBS or who's the employer?
Well, it's AT&T and its affiliates. It's got affiliates of AT&T.
So like DirecTV.
There's a number of them. But I'm not, again, I know I'm taking the bad position, but I'm just saying, you're right, they did. But what do you do as an employee? He's the guy. Okay, you got to be on. You're on Radio Law Talk. I can't show up to Radio Law Talk. Okay.
But pay me.
Okay, I'm paying you. But I need you there. I can't show up, Todd. You have to be there. No, can't because I got problems. But again, I get it. But what do I do with my business in the meantime?
That's all I'm saying.
I'm not agreeing with it.
But this is one thing to point out about this, okay?
Yeah.
He's still being paid by AT&T.
Right.
The terms of it, so it's not about whether or not AT&T is not getting the bang for their buck. They're still paying him pursuant to the contract. In fact, they're not allowing him to get work anywhere else until his contract expires in August of 2021. And also bear in mind that part of his complaint is he keeps telling them, I'm available to go work. Why aren't you sending me out?
That's right.
They just don't. So it's, he's saying he's available. They don't want to send him out. And
so the well has been poisoned by the relationship.
It's toxic. Exactly. That's exactly. Yeah, it becomes a toxic work environment, basically.
That's it.
Yeah. Now, with Mary Jane, Mary Kate Olson, she was one of the twins that was on
Fuller House.
Fuller House.
Yes.
Full House.
They were the very wealthy twins. Weren't they like the wealthiest twins at one time?
Because their father created their own production company and did all these different kinds of videos of them and released them himself, so no other people were getting paid for that.
Nice.
And kids loved them. They were just very popular. And then they grew up and they have a fashion empire now. Yeah, so she's one of the twins, and she married an older man by the name of Oliver Sarkozy.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, and we talked about this. So I think it was right as COVID started last year. We talked about the fact that she and him had a blow up because he moved in his former wife and his mother-in-law, and that was it. It was like the all heck broke loose in their house, and she tried to get an emergency order to get a divorce and to get him kicked out of the house, and the court said, nope, you got many other houses, go move out and live in your another house.
But it's done now, right? Their divorce is over, is it, or not?
They just settled everything.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's a good thing.
We've had a good time with all of us back, huh? It's been really good. We'll talk about the other. We just can't get to all the cases that are going on, but we had a great time being together again. We had a great time.
And you know what we can do, Fred?
Yeah, what we can do. What
we can do quick takes. And we're going to start with Mr. Kunin. Mr. Kunin, have you a quick take for our listening audience today?
You know, back when it was possible, I always hoped that Kevin Costner and Patrick Swayze would have teamed up for a reboot of Dances with Wolves. They could have called it Dirty Dances with Wolves.
Maybe.
I can't picture that.
Denise, nor can I. Denise.
It feels like we're on such an anti-competition competitive kind of a structure, right? Well, Parler sues Amazon for anti-competition. Competition. That's exactly why.
Fascinating, isn't it? Mr. Penny, what say you as far as your last take?
Mine's
today?
The most important quick take. Cal, it's the most important. Will you roll something else?
You want a drum roll or something? What do you want?
Yeah, I want
okay,
something.
Here we go. Now, Fred, Penny, and quick take.
Go, Browns. Yeah! Beat those Chiefs. Love you, Brown. We'll be back next week. Fred, Denise, Todd, and Cal. We're the Three Stooges and kind of an extra producer.
And the King Stooge.
See you later.
See you. Bye.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.